Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Linda Bloom.
Good morning.
Linda, we're going to talk about what the connection is between pancakes, the 60th anniversary, and Simon Estes. That sounds like a strange combination, but you got it all ready to go. Let's start with the pancakes.
Okay. We just wanted to let everybody know that this Sunday, April 29th, the Exodus Lodge, number 342, which is the Exira Masons, are hosting an all-you-can-eat breakfast brunch dinner at the Elkhorn Town Hall.
Okay, what time?
That's going to be at 8:30 in the morning, and then it ends at 12:30.
Okay, so you said sort of interesting. I haven't heard people say brunch, lunch, but that's a great combination. Gives people a little more option of what they want to do on Sunday morning.
Right. Yep. And they've got 4 hours, so they can.
Yeah.
They want.
Take your family and have a good time and visit with people and have some good stuff to eat. What's the price, Linda?
Say that again.
What's the price?
It is a free will donation.
Okay. Right.
And they will be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, and French toast.
All right. You can get a choice. If you don't want all, you could probably have all of those, or you can have whatever your choice is.
Correct.
Yes. And again, where is that?
That is at the Elkhorn Town Hall.
Okay. We'll remind people here again before we leave. But the funds for this, or the income for this, is going for, it's sort of a double purpose, as I understand it, Linda. Simon Estes is coming, but that's to help celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Hospital Foundation. Is that correct?
It's actually to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the hospital.
Okay.
Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
And the foundation, you know, we were established to support the hospital's facilities and patient services, and knew that the 60th anniversary was coming up this year, and we were trying to think of a way to really celebrate that with the surrounding area, and the Simon Estes opportunity kind of fell in our lap, and so we ran with it.
I think this will be a 60th anniversary that people who attend the concert will not forget. What a fantastic way to celebrate a 60th anniversary.
We're really hoping so. We're really excited to bring world-class talent to the local area, and really excited about it. I think it'll be a great success.
An Iowa boy, Iowa man, made good, known around the world for his singing.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. He grew up in Centerville, Iowa, and has, yes, traveled the world with his voice. So, very talented man.
Mm-hmm. So when is that concert?
The concert will be Sunday, September 30th, so it's the last day of September. Mm-hmm. It'll be at the Ottoman High School at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So have you participated? Have you sort of had this experience already, Linda?
I have had the opportunity to hear him sing before, and it is tremendous.
What kind of music? You know, when we think he is an opera star, so to speak, and so that turns some people off. So tell us a little bit about his concert.
He sings, he does some opera, but mostly in his concerts he does spiritual songs. Let me see if I can come up with some that everybody would know.
Yeah, some popular ones, some, as you say, something people would know. But whatever it is, Linda, it has to be very moving.
It is very moving. He is very, very, very inspirational. Very much so, yes. And also at that concert, when he sings, the Audubon High School chorus will also be singing, and so will the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton chorus. They will each be able to sing a few selections on their own, and then they will come together as a big group and sing with Simon to close out the concert. So, you know, there are a lot of priceless things that are coming through.
Yeah, what an opportunity. Again, something that those young people, I'm sure, will remember the rest of their lives.
Right.
What an opportunity. Yeah. So that should be great. And we'll be reminding people again. That's a little bit down the road, but hey, time goes so fast, it probably won't be that long before it's here. But that's in September. But you need to do a lot of preparation to get that concert ready to go. He has some requirements, as you might expect, in terms of place and all those things. Which we should expect, that he would have those kind of things. It needs to help him perform.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's been a little bit of work, but it'll be really fun.
Yes. Well, can we talk a little more about the hospital and the foundation, the 60th anniversary of the hospital? And you have some facts and figures you want to give us about that, Linda?
what exactly would you like me to tell you?
Well, what are some of the services that the Audubon Hospital offers? I know sometimes they've had some unique things that were, you know, unique to the area. Can you tell us a little bit about the services?
Sure. The hospital has a very active outpatient service area. They also have many inpatient services that people are not maybe aware of. People can receive cancer patients can receive their chemo in Audubon, which is one thing that people maybe are not aware of and go to the big city for. We just purchased a new C-arm for the hospital, so that would help hand surgeries, more in-depth, smaller surgeries. It helps that area. C-arms, big C-arms, work for, what am I trying to say, the bigger parts of the body, but the mini C-arm works for
The fine details.
More intricate surgery.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So now, is this something that the foundation purchased for the hospital?
Yes. We helped purchase that, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The foundation exists to improve hospital facilities along with the hospital's funds, and we try to, if there's something that the doctors would like to have that's new to the hospital, we try to be able to provide that for them.
And what a blessing, what a convenience for people to be able to do some of that work there at the hospital rather than, as you say, going to Omaha, going to Des Moines, going somewhere else, and get those services right at home. It's so nice to have the support of local people when you do that.
Right, right, right. Our patient care surveys that have come back have been very, very high. People are very happy with the care that they receive at the hospital here.
And, of course, you have many doctors, surgeons that come to Audubon. What kind of where do they come from in order to service Audubon County Hospital?
The hospital employees would have a better knowledge of that, but we have doctors come from Des Moines. We have doctors come down from Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we have some coming from the Council Bluffs area as well.
I know in the past it's been a positive thing that some of those doctors could fly in and use the Audubon Airport.
Correct.
So that's just one more plus for the community. And for if you're a patient, it's just a great plus. I don't know if you've had that experience, Linda, being in the hospital and being able to do things there instead of having to go somewhere else.
I actually have. Yes. I've been pretty healthy, but we have four children, and they were all born at the hospital, and they had to push me out because I was getting great care there and great food.
and you knew when you went home there was going to be a lot more work. So that's a good memory for you, but, you know, it also is a memory for your children, you know, when they go, oh, yeah, I was born at the Audubon County Hospital, you know, like tell
right.
people that. So that's a good kind of family thing to have available to you. Linda, how did you get involved with, I guess, with this event, with the foundation? Obviously, you're involved with the foundation.
You know, my husband and I moved here over 20 years ago, and we decided we wanted to really impact the community in a positive way. So volunteering is a big part of our family. So I was on the hospital board itself for quite a few years and decided to step down and then had the opportunity to join the Audubon Hospital Foundation board, so I did that, and it's just worked out great. And the Masons stepped up and said that they would love to partner with us on this event and host this breakfast. And so, you know, it's kind of a circle. Everything just falls together.
That's right. Will you be having some more fundraising events before September?
At this point, we are not sure.
Okay. Well,
we have sponsorship opportunities if anybody is interested, and if they are, they can call the Hospital Foundation office, which is 712-563-5295, or my home phone, which is 712-563-2545, and we can talk to you about anybody that's interested about some sponsorship opportunities. And tickets will go on sale starting July 4th down in Exira at the parade. So And we'll have ticket locations at various towns around.
And I'm guessing if folks come to breakfast on Sunday, that they can visit with you or other foundation members also if they have some questions about the sponsors or just giving a donation, and check in with the foundation members. And
that's correct. There will be several foundation members working at the breakfast. Okay. That is correct.
So remind us time and place for this breakfast coming up.
It's this Sunday, Elkhorn Town Hall, 8:30 to 12:30, all-you-can-eat breakfast, brunch, dinner, and it's a free will donation sponsored by the Exira Masons.
Okay, we want to thank the Masons for doing that. We want to thank you, Linda Bloom, for visiting with us this morning.
Thanks much, LaVon.
Until next time, here's a thought. Progress involves risk. You can't steal second base, and keep your foot on first.